In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump once more held his now daily coronavirus task force press briefing at the White House and continued to refer to COVID-19 as, quote, the Chinese virus, despite calls by the World Health Organization for him to refrain from using racist language. In a meandering set of comments that showed an unprepared leader, Trump continued to deflect blame for the slow response of the federal government on the need for testing and medical equipment. Here is a reporter asking why the U.S. was not prepared.
Days ago, though, you did have a sense that this was a pandemic that was coming. So why was the United States not prepared with more testing?
We were very prepared. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly. I'll tell you how prepared I was. I called for a ban from people coming in from China long before anybody thought it was. In fact, it was your network. I believe they call me a racist because I did that.
That's President Trump defending his travel ban as an adequate response to the developing virus. Another reporter challenged Trump about claims he has made about the widespread availability of testing.
Explain the gap in, for the American people and what you're saying here today about there being tens of thousands of tests available, about how there being a huge amount of masks available, and what we're seeing on the ground, which is really the opposite of that. People are saying that they can't get tested even when they have symptoms. People are saying that they... Doctors are telling us they don't have access to vital equipment. Can you explain that gap?
Well, I cannot explain a gap. I'm hearing very good things on the ground, and we're dealing with love. They had a ramp up. They had an obsolete system, and they had a system simultaneously that was not meant for this. It wasn't meant for this. Nobody knew there'd be a pandemic.
That's Trump attempting to respond to reporters' questions about his government's slow response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The president finally lashed out at the gathered reporter, saying he wanted just a handful of those journalists that he liked to attend the briefings.
I don't know if they're sitting like you people are sitting. You're actually sitting too close. We should probably get rid of about another 75-80% of you. I'll have just two or three that I like in this room. I think that's a great way of doing it. We just figured it.
And that's President Trump at a White House press briefing on Thursday. California Congressman Ted Lieu wrote a scathing op-ed in the Washington Post criticizing Trump's repeated label of the Chinese virus to describe COVID-19. Lieu explained that the term, quote, is more than just xenophobic. It causes harm to both Asian Americans and to the White House's response to this life-threatening pandemic. Some Republicans have been echoing Trump's racism, including Senator John Cornyn, who told a reporter that the term Chinese virus was justified, quote, because the culture where people eat bats and snakes and dogs and things like that, these viruses are transmitted from the animal to the people, and that's why China has been the source of a lot of these viruses like SARS, like MERS, the swine flu, and now coronavirus, end of quote. Incidentally, MERS was first reported in Saudi Arabia, and the swine flu originated in the U.S. Two members of Congress have now tested positive for the coronavirus, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, a Florida Republican, and Ben McAdams, a Democrat from Utah. Amid reports that testing across the U.S. is in chaos and those who need tests are not able to get them, there is anecdotal evidence that wealthy Americans and celebrities have no problem of access to virus testing. A New York Times article concluded that, quote, some prominent personalities have obtained tests without exhibiting symptoms or having known contact with someone who has the virus, as required by some testing guidelines. Others have refused to specify how they were tested. Additionally, quote, in the eyes of some doctors, prominent figures appear to be moving to the front of the line. Meanwhile, the federal government has given approval to Abbott Laboratories to sell a new coronavirus test. According to Reuters, Abbott said it plans to immediately distribute around 150,000 tests to customers in the United States and will continue to ramp up production to hit a goal of providing up to 1 million tests per week. Across the country, there are still patchwork responses to the spread of the virus, as a new poll shows 2/3 of Americans are fearful of infection. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has refused to close his state's beaches as young people flock there for spring break. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says he estimates that his state's homeless population could see massive infection rates. That means up to 60,000 homeless people could become infected. According to AP, there is one confirmed death of a homeless person in California so far. The Los Angeles Times reports that in Southern California, quote, a group of homeless and housing insecure Angelenos seized more vacant publicly owned homes in El Sereno on Wednesday, arguing that government officials have failed to provide the shelter that's necessary for them to remain healthy during the coronavirus pandemic. There was reports of a similar situation on Saturday. The economic ramifications of the virus continue as layoffs across the U.S. skyrocket. The number of jobless claims has jumped by 70,000 people, reaching a new high of 281,000, as per the Labor Department. The Guardian newspaper cited that, according to Moody's analytics, nearly 80 million jobs in the U.S. are currently at risk due to the coronavirus, more than half of the jobs in the U.S. economy. Impacts are being felt throughout the retail, food, hospitality, service, and entertainment industries, with many businesses and productions completely shutting down. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has announced that as part of the government's stimulus plan, Trump's proposal to Congress includes adults receiving $1,000 per person and $500 per child in the household. Meanwhile, the Internal Revenue Service has delayed the nation's tax filing deadline to July 15th. In international news, Italy continues to see its death toll increase from the coronavirus. A total of 3,405 people have now died in Italy. That's more than those that died in the world's most populous nation, China. Medical staff in Italy are particularly hard hit, with thousands having been infected. Funeral workers have also become infected as the nation runs out of coffins to bury the dead. In Iran, virus-related deaths have passed the 1,000 mark. But Iran's health ministry says that more than 5,000 people have recovered from the disease, including a 103-year-old woman. Offering a glimmer of hope, China reported on Thursday that it had reached the new milestone of no new locally transmitted infections a day earlier. There were new infections in China, but they were apparently in people who had traveled to the country from elsewhere. Several nations are facing crises of leadership around the spread of the virus. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been accused of taking advantage of the pandemic to impose dictatorial edicts, including shutting down the court system that was about to try him on corruption charges, and to begin invasive surveillance operations. In Brazil, which just reported its first coronavirus-related death, right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro is facing popular protests over his inaction on the virus. In cities like Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, protesters are banging pots and pans from the windows of their homes in an expression of protest while quarantined. And in Mexico, liberal-leaning President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has dismissed the dangers of the virus, saying, quote, pandemics won't do anything to us. Like Bolsonaro, López Obrador has continued gathering in large groups, shaking hands and touching and kissing. He has also showcased his good luck charms that he says are his, quote, bodyguards. And that does it for our news headlines today.